Good morning. We're going to start a series now of the halachas of the 3 weeks / 9 days / Tisha B'Av. But we're going to start with the halachas of the Tanesim, specifically Shibasar B'Tamuz, and Tanesim in general. So Tanesim, which we're familiar with, there is Tanes Esther, which is connected with Purim. And besides that, there are four other Tanesim which are instituted in the Jewish calendar, Midrabanan or Midibre Kabbalah. There is obviously Yom Kippur, which is a whole separate discussion. So these referred to in the Pasuk, refers to these as the Tzom of the Revi and the Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi and Tzom HaAsiri. It's the fast of the fourth month and the fifth month, the seventh month and the tenth month. So, starting from Nisan, Tammuz is the fourth month. Nisan Iyar is Sivan Tammuz. And then Av is the fifth month. Tzom Gedalia is in the seventh month. And Asar B'Tevis is the tenth month. So there are Midibre Kabbalah, based on the Psukim of Navi, there are four Tanesim. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that at the time when it was Simcha, Beis Hamikdash was standing by a sheni, these were actually days of holidays. The time of Tzoras, when there's Gzeres against Klal Yisrael, these are Chiyav Midibre Kabbalah, based on the Psukim of Navi, to fast. And when it's neither Sholem nor case of Tzora, so then it's a Rishus to fast, a Rishus not to fast. But Klal Yisrael has undertaken and accepted upon himself to fast. Okay, there's a Ramban, and the Ramban says that in his time already, the situation was the equivalent of that there was enough tzoras going on a regular basis to Klal Yisrael to give it a not just a din of Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael to do it and Rishus, but rather it was a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah of based on the Psukim of Navi that one would have to fast. There is a difference between Tisha B'Av and the other ones. The Tisha B'Av is a 24-hour fast, and there are Yisurim of the five Inuyim, which are also on Tisha B'Av, Achila and Shtiyah. There's an Yisur of wearing leather shoes. There's an Yisur of Rechitza and Sicha, of washing oneself and anointing oneself. And there's an Yisur of Tash B'Shamita, of relations with one's wife. Do these apply to the other Tanesim? The Ramban says in a case where Tachiyiv, these apply to the other Tanesim as well. So, according to the Ramban's understanding, it possibly would be appropriate that a person would have to fast Shivasa B'Tamuz and the Sar B'Tevis and Tzom Gedalia a 24-hour period. And these other Yisurim would apply as well. We don't accept the Ramban Halacha L'maisa, but it is brought in halacha as something which a bal nefesh would be machmer. The Shlach talks about being mafsik being b'yom. We don't do that. We don't stop eating the night before. And we do. We wait till the morning. And from the time of alois and onwards, a person cannot eat. Regards to rechitza and sicha, the Mishnah Berurah does bring that a bal nefesh would be machmer not to do rechitza. The based on this idea of the Ramban. The Rima Gadim says that even if there is a minig not to do rechitza, it's only to do rechitza b'chamen. Even if a bal nefesh should be machmir, it's only regards to rechitza b'chamen. But the tzaddik that ever makabel to do so, upon a yad of a raglov, is even a chamen is mutter. So if a person would want to take a shower on the Shivasa B'Tamuz, it would be appropriate for a person to wait till after the tinus is over to take a shower. Furthermore, the Bir Halacha in Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph raises the point that it's not logical that during the 9 days, which we have different minhagim of different things which we're machmer on, that Shivasa B'Tamuz itself, which is the day of the Tainus, where terrible things would happen to Klal Yisrael, should be more lenient than the 9 days. So therefore, if during Rosh Chodesh till the Tainus, we say that a person should try to limit his business dealings for business for pleasure purposes and binyan shel simcha. So he would person should not do that on the tainus of Shiva Subatamas and Asar B'Tavis as well. The Bir Lacha does bring this prima godim. There are those who say, however, it's a chumra. It's not a halacha, halachically binding. It's a chumra which a person should do if possible. Okay. Regards to the let's stop here and we'll talk some more halachas within the halachas even after the tainus. We'll continue some halachas in regards to the tainus would be relevant. This is Hashem. We should be zeichah that should not be relevant for the in the future, but it'll be relevant some to Tisha B'Av and some to the Tanaisim, which will follow afterwards. She was zeichah that Mashiach should come and that should not be relevant. Have a good morning.